Illinois farmer Matt Hughes is working through one of the driest growing seasons he's ever known.
Surviving to the next year is very important, you know.
Drought conditions aren't new to Hughes, but he's always had help from the government in the form of direct payments through the Farm Bill.
When we have a bad weather event or a downturn in the market that we didn't foresee, you know, kind of that little safety net to help us make sure we get through to the next year to regroup and do a better job the following year.
But proposed changes to the Farm Bill, up for renewal in September, would end direct payments to farmers, something Hughes does not object to.
Most of us would like to see changes in the Farm Bill.
What Hughes and most farmers would also like to see is government-subsidized crop insurance that offers protection in times of natural disasters.
Crop insurance is the name of the game.
U.S. Representative Tim Johnson of Illinois is on the House Agriculture Committee and is working to bring Farm Bill legislation to a vote.
I think they want to make sure that we maintain the safety net, and I do too. It's critical that we do that. Times are good now, the drought notwithstanding, but costs continue to rise. Input costs continue to rise. And I think maintaining that safety net is the biggest concern that farmers have, and quite frankly, that I have.
But critics of the proposed changes to the Farm Bill say the cost to taxpayers for crop insurance is too high. There are also concerns that crop insurance affects both real estate and commodity prices, says Terry Rogensack, a grain specialist at the Hightower Report.
There's a lot of talk that they have caused land values to stay high because even in a year like this where a big producer, if he has income type crop insurance, they can withstand a year like this very easily, and it holds that crop value up because prices push up high enough. So you're going to still have issues there.
The Senate passed Farm Bill legislation earlier this year. It ends direct payments and subsidizes crop insurance, saving taxpayers about $23 billion. But it doesn't match legislation in the House of Representatives, and lawmakers need to reach a compromise before President Obama can sign the bill into law.
Well, it's got to come to a head sooner or later because we got a deadline at the end of September, and we've either got to kick the can another few months, which I oppose, or we got to pass the Farm Bill.
A Farm Bill that is now as important as ever to producers who face the worst drought conditions in a generation. Kane Faerbaugh, VOA News, Bloomington, Illinois.